Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, June 21st, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored today by Calorie. Leading off today, following the discontinuation of the iMac Pro earlier this year, Apple announced that it would be discontinuing the Space Gray iMac accessories as well. That day has officially come, and the Space Gray Magic Keyboard, Magic Trackpad, and Magic Mouse are no longer available to order from Apple. These three accessories have been fully removed from Apple's online store, so if you go to buy the Magic accessories, you'll see only the silver and white option instead. On Amazon, the Space Gray Magic Keyboard is fully sold out, but the Space Gray Magic Trackpad and Magic Mouse are both still available on Amazon, but these will not be restocked once they sell out. With the new M1 iMac introduced in April, Apple also unveiled a new version of the Magic Keyboard with Touch ID, as well as colorful and slightly redesigned Magic Trackpad and Magic Mouse accessories. These accessories, however, are currently only being sold with the M1 iMac and are not available separately. But with Apple likely planning to sell these accessories separately in the future, it does make sense to go ahead and discontinue the Space Gray version of the old design. And the fact that these Space Gray accessories are being discontinued does not necessarily mean that a future iMac won't be available in Space Gray. Instead, we'd expect any future Space Gray iMac to include the newest version of the accessories, such as the Magic Keyboard with Touch ID. But for now, this does mean that Apple is not selling its desktop accessories in Space Gray, which could be bad news for Space Gray MacBook users. In other news today, one of the changes in iPadOS 15 is the addition of the App Library. The App Library now comes default in the iPadOS dock, but this decision has proven to be controversial. While it's useful for having access to all of your applications from anywhere within iPadOS, many people are very particular about what icons appear in their dock. But as it turns out, there is a hidden toggle in the Settings app that allows you to easily disable the App Library showing up in your iPad dock. Simply open the Settings app, choose the Home Screen and Dock option, and look for the new toggle for showing App Library in dock. This is also where you can adjust other settings for the App Library on iPad, including choosing whether newly downloaded applications are added to your iPad's home screen or just to the App Library. You can also easily enable or disable notification badges in the App Library as well. But remember that even if you remove the App Library from your iPad dock, you can still access it by swiping to the last home page on your home screen. There is no way to fully disable the App Library on iPhone or iPad. We are sponsored today by Calorie. Calorie is the quickest way to count calories, track macros, track water intake, and everything else directly on your iPhone, iPad, Mac, and Apple Watch. With a simple and user-friendly design, Calorie sets itself apart from other nutrition applications, providing a quick and clutter-free way to record your calories consumed. Based on your weight, height, and activity level, Calorie will calculate a suggested daily calorie goal for you. This daily goal can also factor in if you want to maintain, lose, or gain weight. And once you've set up your goal in Calorie, it helps you stay on track with notifications and reminders, a beautiful design, and integration with Apple Health. Recording the calories of your foods while you eat them is a great way to get a clearer picture of your nutrition. You can get started with Calorie today for free by searching for it on the App Store, C-A-L-O-R-Y, or hit the link in the show notes. Rounding out today, rumors about a redesigned M1X MacBook Pro have been circulating for some time now, but there's been uncertainty about when these new MacBook Pros are coming. This time, according to a leaker on Twitter who has correctly predicted details about unreleased products in the past, Apple is currently planning to launch new versions of the MacBook Pro in the fourth quarter of 2021, alongside an updated Mac Mini. The company reportedly plans to introduce new 14-inch and 16-inch models of the MacBook Pro in late October or early November. The new MacBook Pros are expected to have a brand new design with flat edges, smaller bezels, and expanded connectivity, including an SD card slot, MagSafe, and an HDMI port. These will also be the first Macs with an upgraded version of the M1 chip, which is the Apple Silicon chip that Apple is using in other Macs. The M1X is believed to be an extension of the M1 that includes more Thunderbolt channels, additional CPU and GPU cores, support for multiple external models, and more power. That M1X chip is also expected to power a new Mac Mini, which could replace the more expensive Intel version that Apple continues to sell today. This leaker says the new Mac Mini will also be unveiled alongside the new MacBook Pros. Some reports had suggested the new MacBook Pros would be coming at WWDC this month, but that ultimately did not come to fruition. Bloomberg has said the new MacBook Pros are coming sometime this summer, which of course is earlier than this new leak claims. And something else to keep in mind is that Apple is facing a variety of supply chain problems right now, due to the global chip shortage affecting a lot of its legacy nodes for making parts that go into the MacBook. So it remains to be seen when exactly these new MacBook Pros are coming, with major changes including the M1X processor, a new design, and additional connectivity. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.